This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Yeah, back up in your ass with the resurrection.
Hi.
Of Jesus Christ.
Children?
It's
Zombie Christ.
It's episode 106 of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. Thanks for joining us again for the vulgarity and fun times.
We're getting into the holiday spirit.
Get into
the spirit.
I feel it. My name is Ian. This is Kevin Deers.
Hi.
And Mr. Ryan the Beard.
Hey, yo.
Kevin, did you have fun last weekend?
Yeah, I had a good time. I was down in Portland and just had some good times. We went to the world's biggest bookstore, Powell's Books. I got the autobiography of, not John Joseph, but...
Harley Flanagan.
Harley Flanagan, yeah. It's the Cro-Mag. It's called Hardcore. It's a Cro-Mag book. I got my mom some presents. We did some record shopping. I watched some UFC, and I went to a couple strip clubs.
Nice. Well done. Well done.
I will not mention which strip clubs I went to, but one was very sketchy, and the guys at the strip club were actually paying more attention to video poker than they were the ladies dancing, so I felt obligated to share some money with these women.
Here's your $2.
That's my kind of place, man. I like my strip clubs really depressing.
God.
They make me feel a little better about myself.
Jesus, Ryan!
The lap dance is always better when the stripper's crying.
We're less than 2 minutes into the podcast, and I already hate myself all over again. Before we get too much into like our weeks and everything that happened, let's talk a little bit about the logistics of this podcast. I'm assuming we're not going to do one next week. It's Christmas Day, basically. Do you guys want to do one for New Year's, or maybe just do like a quick top 20 recap or something?
Yeah, let's do the top 20. We can play little clips from each of the albums, and we can release it after our episode.
So that said, I think this is our final podcast of the year, like actual podcast.
What a fucking show of a year.
I'm glad you said it, because I was going to ask. How has this year been for you guys? I know it's been up and down for everyone, mostly down.
It's been weird. Been a weird year.
2016. How are you going to remember it, Ryan?
It's going to be a black mark. It's going to be a bummer.
The dark mark.
The dark mark.
For me personally, I actually had a good year. Like, for me personally, like my mental stability, all of the personal things in my life. And, like, I've been single the whole year, which is actually the most positive thing that could have happened for me for a while. Just me personally, I had a pretty good year. But then when I actually think about the scale of the world and things going on outside of my own mind, it was pretty f***ed. So, personally, okay, pretty good year. Worldwide, awful.
Yeah, we're pretty f***ed, man. 2016 has just been... I think, like you said, it's kind of like you have to take the good out of what you experienced in life. Like, my year f***ing sucked. Whose f***ing phone is that?
It's the pager.
Oh, yeah, cool.
You still use a pager in 2016.
Ryan's got hoes.
Ryan's
got
to go sell some blue meth.
Yo, dog, I got these blank CDs.
Yo, page me.
Fresh from Uline.
I got those MP3s.
But the best thing that happened to me all year, I got to go to f***ing WrestleMania and interview a bunch of wrestlers. Yes. So that was very cool. Some come-ups with some connections that really paid off this year.
Was that? That was towards the beginning of the year?
Yeah, that was April. And that was f***ing sick.
That's like halfway through the year, whatever. I don't know math anymore, man. I'm f***ing stupid. My year sucked ass. My business fell apart. I lost some friends, passed away. One of my bands broke up. I had to find a new house, which is good. Life changes are good. But I also found, like, the person I want to be with.
Yeah.
So that's... Hi, Sad Af. If
she
listening.
Listens to the podcast, too, which is both good and bad.
Yes.
And I apologize to her for ever saying very cruel things.
What, about her or to me?
Yes, about her.
What did you say?
Defamed her.
I'm taking you out on the balcony.
We don't care about the things we say to you, man. We'll talk about your weird
Ian.
Yep, I know. Thanks, motherfuckers.
Hey, but you know what? One good thing is that you don't have to park on your lawn anymore.
That's true. In fact, I went... Where was it? When Sedaf and I went to go to Numo's to see Caspian a few weeks ago?
Sure.
I drove past the house because it was a Saturday night with nowhere to park on Capitol Hill. And the new tenant was parking there also.
That's awesome.
That's like, rad.
See? You're all welcome, motherfuckers.
Speaking of Caspian, did you see they're coming to town with Catatonia?
Yes.
That's going to be fucking awesome.
That'll be good.
That's one tour that I bet you were going to, Sedaf.
Now she's like, f*** you, I can't go. For her, she has to fly to Dubai to go to shows.
Really?
So I guess she was telling me last night the equivalent would be like flying to like Northern California from here.
Is it expensive or is it pretty cheap to fly there?
I don't know. I mean, it's probably like anything if you plan it ahead far enough.
Sure.
But shows don't...
It's not like you could just go to a... Pop over to El Corazon and watch a couple bands. It's like... It's a f***ing event, yeah.
Speaking of which, I just had a very bizarre interaction there.
Tell us.
Should I?
Sure, why not?
Nah, dude. You should let that loose, because this is funny as
s***. All right, so we'll keep names out. Keep my name out your mouth and your mind on your task.
Let's call him Roger.
So, a former bandmate of mine, Roger, is a manager of a certain guitar store that you might all know. It's the middle of December, like, obviously it's really f***ing busy in there if you've ever been in one of those spots, like the main
It's retail on Christmas. And it's insane.
So, Roger hit me up and said, hey, one of my employees called out sick today to go play a show and kind of f***ed our whole staff. Can you go down to the club and see if he's there? See if he's actually sick or not. So, I went down there and took a picture and was like, yep, sealed your fate, buddy. But I was talking to one of the guys at the front door. Yeah, see, that's God right
there.
That's
Roger.
Hey, man, thanks for that. Although he did say he owes me dinner now. But I was talking to one of the guys at the front door, and this guy went up and said, hey, so who sold the most tickets, and can we change spots on the bill? And he was like, no. He's like, well, who sold the least? You? Oh, well, can we play longer?
No.
So
you suck.
Everyone I knew said this guy was a douchebag.
And you're getting fired.
Yeah, so he's going to lose his job.
Merry Christmas.
At least he got to open for...
So it's just a lesson of, like, life is all about relationships, man. You got to, like, look out for the people that are looking out for you.
Just be responsible. And if you don't want a job, just f***ing quit.
Don't be a dingus.
Don't throw other people into a situation just because you want to play a f***ing dumb show. Dork.
And, Ryan, I know, you know, like, most of the time you book a show, it's, like, a couple months out. So you
could have gotten that time off.
But maybe not, because of this schedule. So, this guy sacrificed his job for his band.
I'm sure Roger would have understood.
Yeah, Roger's not very happy.
Roger's a musician. He's had to ask off for shows before. I'm sure he would understand, because he loves...
Shout out to you, Roger. Do you guys know have any good friends working
Roger
retail?
Roger Social?
Right now?
Shout out to Grant.
Yes.
Working at the van store,
hanging
man.
Out, man.
Our dude.
Is he still down at the
Super Mall? Yeah, the Seattle outlets. Even though that's not close to Seattle, it's in Auburn.
Have you guys ever worked retail time of year?
Spencer's.
I worked at, that was like when we actually made our money, because the rest of the year is
Ryan, you worked at Spencer's?
Oh, yeah.
How long did that last for?
I worked at Spencer's for about a year and a half.
Wow.
And
you must have been the king of Spencer's at that point.
I got a whole bunch of really good Spencer's stories, but I'll just tell my... It's everybody else thinks it's hilarious. It wasn't very fun for me.
Is this the time that you got... Yeah.
So...
Tell us.
I used to sell weed out of Spencer's. Because, you know...
Sketchy Ryan.
Just trying to make ends meet.
The modern man must hustle.
Yeah, dude. So this guy hit me up, and he's like, hey, man, I got this friend. He's rolling through town. You know, he needs an ounce. Can you just swing by and pick it up? I'm like, yeah, I'm on a break around this time. Just have him text me and be in the parking lot.
I'll meet you at Cinnabon.
So I went and sold him his and the guy was like, thanks so much, man. Hey, my girlfriend made these brownies. So, you know, you want one of these brownies? I'm like, yeah, dude, but there's nothing in there, is it? Because I still got to work for a few more hours. And he's like, no, don't worry. You're totally good. So I mouthed the brownie, like ate the whole thing because I had forgotten to eat that day. Go back in and start working again. And just before I turn my phone off and clock back in, I get this text and he's like, just enjoy the ride.
Was it like crack cocaine?
Well, the brownie had... I found out like a week later the brownie had a ton of weed in it.
After you came to,
and the peanut butter frosting had mushrooms that they had like chopped up really fine. So I was just really not with it, and like trying to make my way through working at Spencer's. And,
get out of my store!
There's all these lights and talking animatronic things, and just
it's dildos just, everywhere.
Yeah, just the worst possible place you could be for that kind of deal. And I remember trying to check this. I was at the register trying to count the money, and the money was just dissolving in my hands. And the assistant manager just came over and was just like, dude, just go in the back. I got you.
Just get out of here.
And then he came in the back and was like, what's wrong with you? And I just said, I don't know. I feel like I'm tripping right now. I don't know what's happening, but I'm like effed. I can maintain. Just, I need you to get my back.
He says, hey, go hang out in the blacklight section. Touch the fuzzy posters.
Yeah, speaking of dildos and Spencer's, I was unloading boxes. I dropped this box on the floor, and it just started vibrating, and I popped it open, and it was a bunch of vibrating dildo tongues just flopping around in the box. And that was the day when I realized I was really hungover. That was the day when I realized, you know what? I want a new fucking job.
I got to get out of here.
I can't deal with this anymore, man.
Batteries included.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a box of Mexican jumping beans or something.
Oh, they were already ready to go, just flopping all over. Like
Montanan vibrating tongues.
Damn.
That's your next band name.
No, our next band name is going to be Balloon Knot.
Jesus.
Kevin's singing. We're playing.
So this week, I got tickets. The day it opened, or the day that tickets went on sale, I bought tickets to go see WWE SmackDown at Key Arena. Uh-huh. And we got second row, not on the floor, but like right as it goes up a little bit. But they're prime seats because we're on the TV side. So if I bring a sign, it'll immediately get on TV.
What are you going to write?
I don't know. I think I was thinking I might do something like the Jabroni Journal, which is the wrestling podcast And then my other sign is I'm going to get Dusty Peterson, famed artist Dusty Peterson, to draw. So there's a wrestler that I love called Rich Swan, and he's a fucking awesome wrestler. His name is Rich Swan. So I'm going to have Dusty draw a fucking swan with dollar bills all around him, and it's just going to say Rich Swan.
Are you going to pay him an exposure?
Probably, yeah. And it's going to say DustyPeterson.net at the bottom or something.
You've been on TV before, right?
Yeah.
Like wrestling events.
Like screaming for John Cena.
Remember when we were there and that little kid was sitting next to us?
Yeah, and he was like swearing.
He's like, fuck you! Like, and, you're eight.
And Jacob was like, that's you, Kevin. It's like, pretty much.
Yep.
And then I was like, I asked CM Punk if he wanted to drink an O'Doul's with me, and he looked at me straight in the face and goes, you're fucking lame.
He's right. All right. Even though it's the end of the year, there's still some shit going on in the metal world. People are trying to sneak in some last minute stuff and announcing all the shit in 2017.
Yeah, there's a new album coming out by Darkest Hour. Godless Prophets and the Migrant Flora is actually going to be coming out on Southern Lord Records. Wow. It's the first one for Darkest Hour. And, you know, it's kind of odd to think of Darkest Hour on Southern Lord, a more like gritty kind of underground label. But if you listen to the song that we're about to check out here, it would kind of make sense. Maybe they're going in a more like grindy direction. It's Knife in the Safe Room off the new record by Darkest Hour. Let's check it out.
I'm gonna skip in halfway.
Yeah.
March 10th on Southern Lord. Their last record sucked. Really bad. So it's good to see a return to form, I guess is what you'd say.
Totally, man. Darkest Hour, I'd say that they kind of took a hiatus from being good, and they're back.
Gonna take a couple years off here, fellas.
Hey, man, they wanted to sell some records.
Was it like their last record on a
good clock, music doesn't clearly sell, Ian. You gotta make some albums, pay your bills, and then you can go back to making good music. Okay?
Hey, did you guys know that Satan is real?
Satan is real, according to...
Creator!
Yeah, creator, man.
They're working with a producer named Jens Bogren.
Ooh, sounds very European.
Opeth, Amon Amarth, Catatonia in his roster. The record's coming out on January 27th on Nuclear Blast. Not surprising. Gods of Violence, do you guys want to hear a bit?
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Satan is real. I'm just going to skip in. F***ing intro. Why is this so much better right now than it was when we played it on Metal Shop earlier?
I don't know.
Did I hear the dumb part or what?
Now we got the part. The Satan is real part goes over and over and over again. Satan is real. Satan is real. Satan is f***ing real.
These guys have almost been a band for 34 years. Still doing it. Germany creator, except...
God damn.
It was a good movement, man.
So the new song from the band that Ian likes their members, but he hates their band, Ex Dio. Yes. They've unleashed the first song from their new album, The Immortal Wars. It comes out February 24th on Napalm. I can't even say a goddamn word.
Then shut the fuck up.
Okay, well, yeah, it's going to be on Napalm Records. Shut up, Ian.
F***ing intro. This better be good.
Sounds cool to me.
Sounds like Cataclysm. Which is better than it has been in the past.
Yeah, I was not impressed with much of their stuff up until now, but I like that.
There's a lot of like nerdery that goes on in metal. But these guys like went to history classes, like Sabaton is always talking about wars and history and this and that. God damn history.
So Incantation has announced that they're going to be doing a tour with Marduk. This is going to be a super brutal tour, and they're actually ending in Seattle on February 20th. I love Incantation, and the last time I saw them come through was sick. They sounded awesome. And I like Marduk, but I'm mostly looking forward to Incantation on this one. So again, it's at Studio 7 on February 20th. So that's 420, or...
That's 220, man.
You know, yeah, February. Incantation has been forever ruined for me by anal c***t, because every time I hear that band name, I just think of the song Kyle from Incantation has a mustache.
It's true, though. He does.
He does.
If you guys like the last Sanctuary record, there's going to be a new one on February 24th. I'm surprised they haven't said anything about it before now, but they're telling us it's a prequel to Refuge Denied from 1988.
Nice. That'll be cool.
It's called Inception. It says it contains presumed lost 1986 studio recordings, which their guitar player Lenny just discovered at his house.
Really?
Out of nowhere. He's like, right. Oh, that's a good riff.
Interesting.
Let's write it again.
The tech death metal band Surreption from Sweden have issued the following statement about splitting with their guitarist Anton Sveden, We are very sad to announce that Anton, Sven, and Insurrection have parted ways. We feel extremely fortunate that we have had the chance to play with one of the best guitarists out there for over a decade. Anton brought so much that formed the identity and quality of the band. We wish Anton all the best in his future endeavors and in his personal life with his family. Insurrection is awesome, and that's a bummer, but hopefully they find someone who shreds as good as him.
Sounds amicable, at least.
Yeah.
They're not like, f*** that guy, man.
That trick. He's a mort.
Who's going to see Star Wars?
I'm going to see it at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Me. No spoilers, ass.
It's awesome. I'll tell you that. The one thing I can tell you that's not, like, too big of a spoiler is that at the end of the movie, and I'm not going to up for you, but you remember episode 4 at the very beginning where Leia's, like, putting the thing in the droid? It's a perfect flow right
spoiler,
into
dude.
Episode 4. It's awesome. And now, that's the whole point of a f***ing prequel, is to, like, make you watch the other movies in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Are you mad at me?
A little bit.
Really?
A little bit.
Shut the f*** up. And if you're a Star Wars fan, you know the story and what happens. The Boffin spies, man. Come on!
Mon Mothma? Ryan's crying.
I'm crying.
Crying Ryan.
I'm just bummed out. At least don't tell me about the time that Luke met Spock. I want to find that out for myself.
Did you ever see the Star Wars Christmas special?
I did.
Creepiest of all time.
It is not all that great.
You are listening to a band called Galactic Empire.
I like the Star Wars special better than the f***ing other movies that came out in the 90s, though.
Like what?
The other Star Wars movies that came out in the... You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, you mean like the prequels?
Yeah, like the Phantom Menace.
You don't like Jar Jar, man?
Dot,
see, now
dot,
I'm just
dot.
Bumming everybody out. Anyway, this band is coming out with a new record on February 3rd via Rise Records. They have a f***ing Stormtrooper playing bass. Boba Fett is on drums.
Of course.
Darth Vader is on lead guitar. And they have like an Imperial... They're really f***ing nerding the f*** out. But it's legit, and it's coming out on Rise Records. February 3rd, A Galactic Empire Story.
Nice.
When worlds collide. This is what it's like.
Anthrax and Killswitch Engage are going to be touring together. They're calling it Killthrax. And it's going to be pretty sweet. They're actually rotating back and forth who's going to headline the show, who's going to close the show. It's a double headlining show as they're going to play, both going to play headlining sets. But it looks like in Seattle, Killswitch Engage will be ending the show.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Killswitch has come a long way.
And honestly, I can picture a lot of old school thrashers leaving before Killswitch. That being said, I will stay for both. Ryan will leave.
I'll be gone.
He's going to be doing guest vocals. Let's play another new song. How do you pronounce this? Mors Principium Est?
Yeah, Morse. You got Morse it, dude.
Mors Principium Est.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Morrissey?
Okay, Ryan.
I don't know much about this band, to be honest with you. They have a new record, Embers of a Dying World, coming out, though.
Tell us, Ryan.
They're super nerdy Melodeath band.
February 10th, the song is called Reclaim the Sun. Here's a piece.
I dig it.
February 10th, 2017, man.
Woo! Dope.
Another new song, gentlemen?
Yeah, man. Let's keep it rolling. There's so much new music this week. Holy shit.
Why you gotta swear, Ryan?
Why you gotta swear, bro?
I'm not editing this week.
Hey, man.
You're the c***.
Don't peel back the fourth wall, okay?
Oh, what a d***.
Smegma.
Hour of Penance has a new song, The Chain of Misdeed, from their new album, Cast the First Stone. It's awesome to see this Italian death metal band back at it. They have a song called The Chains of Misdeed, like I said. It's coming out January 27th on Prosthetic. Let's check out a little bit from it.
keep it in. January 27th. That means they'll probably come to town, or at least hopefully, sometime this year.
Nice.
Man, that album cover is so friggin' sick. Did you guys check out the two giant skeletons holding the size above the whole battlefield? Kind of in the clouds.
Wow.
Bro! Isn't that badass?
I'm too high for that. How long did you look at that friggin' record cover?
Yeah, I stared at it for a while.
Power Trip has just announced they are going to be going on tour with Iron Reagan. Power Trip is going to be releasing Nightmare Logic in 2017. And it looks like they're actually going to be doing an off date for The Deal, which is a new three-day fest at Real Art Tacoma, March 31st through April 2nd, 2017. The first announcement, some of the bands that are going to be playing are Archway from Pennsylvania, Cloaca from BC, Canada, Despite Despair from Utah, Destruction Unit from Arizona, Judiciary from Texas, Lowest Priority, an awesome local band here, Matriarch, another awesome local band, Mortality Rate, f***ing shredding band, I saw them at Rainfest last year,
oh, that's right.
Primal Rite, Rhythm of the Fear, Seattle's New Gods, Step Brothers, and of course, Power Trip. So there's going to be another announcement going on January 1st.
Did we ever talk about Code Orange in that interview that they did talking about second-rate deathcore? What did they call it? What was the term they used?
Cookie-cutter?
Cookie-cutter deathcore bands?
Yeah.
I like that band because they come from punk and hardcore. Like, they're legit. They know what's going on.
They said that they don't want to tour with cookie-cutter deathcore bands.
But they didn't name any names, did they?
I think they were talking about how, like, Terror always plays
that's
with.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, can you just get on a good tour, please?
Nope.
No, but you know what? They've gotten to tour with some of their f***ing favorite bands. Like, they did a tour with Deftones this past summer, so they're going places. I mean, they're on Roadrunner, so they have the label backing behind them, so they could do what they want. Do what you want.
January 13th, new record from Code Orange. Keep going. We're making people listen to so much
f***. Listen to it. Kill the Creator is the new song, but you gotta watch the video, too, because it's really trippy.
So there's a piece of it anyway. It's got a weird f***ing switch in the middle there.
Yeah, it does.
Tripping me out, man. It's hard to do on radio. Warbringer has a new record coming out.
Nice.
Sick.
What's the info on that?
Kind of thought they were done. Like, they lost half their band, but then they got their old guitar player back. March 31st.
Cool.
It's called Woe to the Vanquished. Another good record cover here.
Awesome band from China. Tengger Cavalry just released a new EP titled Khan.
Khan!
They actually have a video. So it's a new music video for the title track. Obviously you can't see it, but let's listen to some of this because it's new music by Tengger Cavalry.
Goddamn intros!
Ian hates those goddamn intros, as you can tell by him saying goddamn. All the instruments.
And some sword fights.
Some gnarly ghost samurai stuff going on here.
Okay, I'm skipping in. Again.
It gets cool, though. I mean, we played it.
I'm down for it.
We played it on the show, and it's actually really rad, though. I dig it.
I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the album.
He's a big fan that there, Ryan.
I am. I like my weird sh**.
Hell yeah.
I know you do.
Hell yeah.
New music from Benighted?
Yeah, new music from Benighted.
That band is awesome, dude. So good. From France, brutal, brutal slamming death metal. I'm a fan of them, and I'm excited that they have new music coming out.
They're also doing a Marduk cover and a Sepultura cover on this record.
Are you serious? Sick. They're covering Marduk?
Biotech is Godzilla and Christ-raping black metal. this is one band that I would definitely describe as, like, unrelenting.
For sure.
February 17th, here's a piece. February 24th, Necrobreed is the record.
Hey, Ian, what are your thoughts on Iron Reagan?
F***ing love it.
F***ing love it?
F***ing love it. I'm bummed I didn't get to see him with Skeleton Witch at the Highline recently.
Well, I got something else you're going to f***ing love. They just put out a new song called Grim Business. They're putting out a new album called Crossover Ministry. Looks like that's going to be out on January 28th. Looking forward to that.
Would you?
I think it could.
Members of Municipal Waste, Darkest Hour, Cannabis Corpse.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Stoked!
So the Drip, homies from Spokane, have just put out a new, or from Tri-Cities area, have just put out a new record. And, well, they're going to be. That's going to be coming out on January 13th. It's going to be called Anathema. New song's called Anathema. Really looking forward to this one.
And it's a full length, right?
Yep.
Coming out on Relapse.
Yep. Big moves from the homeboys.
That's awesome. Their first full length on Relapse.
Record's going to be called The Haunting Fear of Inevitability. God, I can't talk tonight.
Nobody can.
Shout out to Bobby and the boys.
Dude.
They sound so angry. Pretty brutal.
Why are they so mad, man?
Just calm down, dude.
They got that nerd rage.
Oh, small town thing, too.
It's true.
I'd be pissed, too.
If I lived in Tri-Cities.
All right, it's about that time in the Metal Shop's Backstage Pass podcast. Slow things down a bit and investigate the most f***ed up lyrics we can find for this week.
Kevin's going in and doing some serious investigating.
Oh God.
What was that again?
Well, the song is called Bursting Rectal Sores.
Yummy.
By Cranium. God, this is going to be particularly heinous.
Is that Cranium with a K?
Yes.
Okay.
Off their record, Post-Mortal Coital Fixation.
Oh, lovely.
From 2012. Kevin, take it away.
Victim of extreme radiation. Experiment in sickening fornication. Body is gradually melting away. Rapid force of unmerciful decay. Swollen erupting. Secreting blood and silicone. Time to slurp the gravy. To satisfy this craving. This craving soon we will both die. I will start to laugh while you cry. leaking pus. My face buried in her anal with bursting rectal sores.
Bummer.
Pretty face starts to smolder. My gets hard as a boulder.
Oh, God, no.
Peeling off facial skin and bursting rectal sores.
Well, as I usually say, new f***ing lows, man. New lows. Mission accomplished.
Slurp the gravy.
Bursting rectal sores by Cranium, if you feel like looking that up.
Nice boulder.
Cool.
Well, we'll be back for a top 20 records of 2016. So we're not done for the year, but we're pretty close.
Yes.
So thanks for listening to our insanely podcast that we try to bum you out with. We'll see you guys again next week. Ryan, thank you for all your hard work this week.
You know it.
And Kevin, have fun at the movie tomorrow.
Yeah!
See you guys later. This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.